new flavored milk. Let Maxi move.
Hey, baby, I'm feeling kind of thirsty. I want something that's nice and cool. Nothing else is gonna hit the spot.
Some of that Apple Max, baby. You know I love that. Yeah, Apple Max, baby. Give me some of that. You know I love that. Give me some of that.
Apple Max, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia mourns former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Governance expert warns rise in political parties could trigger 2026 presidential rerun. In international news, former Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga dies aged 80. In sports, Senegal, South Africa, and Ivory Coast qualify for 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed deep sorrow over the death of Kenya's former Prime Minister, Raila Odinga, describing him as a towering advocate for democracy and a fearless voice for justice. In a message of condolence to the people of Kenya, President William Ruto and the Odinga family, President Hichilema said the Zambia people joined Kenyans in mourning the loss of a leader whose life had profoundly touched many across the African continent. He stated that Mr. Odinga's lifelong commitment to democracy and his service to the people had inspired generations throughout Africa. The president added that Odinga's legacy would endure through his contributions to constitutional reform, inclusive governance, and national dialogue during times of crisis. President Hichilema urged all those grieving to find comfort in the memory of Odinga's enduring work and prayed that the late leader would rest in eternal peace. Meanwhile, opposition Citizens First leader Harry Kalaba said he joins the Kenyan brothers and sisters and the rest of the African continent in mourning the passing of Mr. Odinga. Mr. Kalaba recalled his recent consultative talks with Mr. Odinga earlier this year in South Africa. He has since delivered a message of condolences to the Kenyan people on the loss. In another development, Zambians have been urged to take the national voter registration exercise serious as it provides an opportunity to usher in a government that will prioritize them. Opposition leadership movement President Dr. Richard Silumbwe, 2026 presidential hopeful, encouraged eligible Zambians to register as voters, stressing that their right to vote remains critical to enhancing Zambia's democracy. Dr. Silumbwe told ParaFM News that the 2026 polls provide an opportunity for Zambians to define the direction of the country, arguing that the UPND government has failed to deliver its promises to improve their livelihoods. He has therefore encouraged for mass voter registration, especially the youth of the country, if the country is to change government next year.
Well, I'm telling the Zambian people, especially a young voter, a Zambian voter, to say this is an opportunity you have to end your poverty. You know that this government that we voted into power in 2021 has brought nothing but poverty, misery, and massive suffering to the Zambian people. Therefore, as you register to vote, know that in that vote, there is a power to there's a power to change your government and to make your life better. So voter registration is a very important exercise that should be taken serious, and all young people and all walks of life, Zambians must take it serious. Let us register to vote and ensure that we put in power a government that puts Zambia first and not foreigners first, Zambians second. We are currently having a problem where we have a government that is a puppet that puts foreigners first, and we Zambians are suffering. It's now time for the Zambian people to rectify the wrongs that they made in 2021.
Development and governance expert Kephas Mape Musonda is concerned that the continued formation and emergence of new political parties in Zambia could significantly influence the outcome of the 2026 general elections and trigger a rerun. Mr. Musonda observed that an increase in the number of presidential candidates may lead to a split of votes, making it difficult for any single contender to attain the required 50 plus 1% threshold, a situation that could result in a presidential rerun. He fears that if a rerun occurs, it could put additional strain on the country's already limited financial resources, hence calling opposition political parties to form credible alliances to avoid fragmenting the votes next year.
We should look at the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is the 50 plus 1% clause. I have seen the recent past political parties that have been formed. Yes, it is their constitutional right. As an advocate, my observation is that the splitting of presidential votes will still make us to maybe, if in the first election no one attends the 50 plus, it will make us go for a rerun. That would mean that this country, which is crippling financially, will continue in that path if we were to go for an extra expense towards the general election.
In the meantime, Mr. Musonda underscored the urgent need for a level political playing field as the nation prepares for next year's polls.
My appeal is that we need the opposition to unite, to form an alliance that can give the ruling party a tough election. If the opposition remains to be disintegrated, the truth of the matter is the current government will use its means and will still retain power. I am also calling upon the current government to make sure that the political space as we approach the 2026 election is free and fair, because this is what the UPND New Dawn government, while it's in opposition, promised the people of Zambia. And this will be a litmus test for them, because this will be the first general election that will be held under their custody.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has seized 69 boxes of used underwear in Rufunsa District for violating the country's health and safety regulations. The consignment, which was reportedly part of a donation made to a faith-based organization, was confiscated during an enforcement operation conducted on October 9, 2025. According to ZICSA, the donation contravened the Zambia Standard ZS 559, which outlines the inspection and acceptance criteria for used textile products. The standard prohibits the importation and distribution of used undergarments such as bras, pajamas, tights, camisoles, nightgowns, and vests. ZICSA Manager for Communications and Public Relations, Brian Hatioka, said the products were seized pending disposal in accordance with the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017. He explained that the regulation is meant to protect consumers from health risks associated with wearing second-hand undergarments. He warned importers and organizations against bringing in used underwear, even as part of donations, stressing that such products pose serious health hazards to consumers. Meanwhile, the agency has announced plans to hold a public sensitization road show in Livingstone this Friday from 10 hours to 13 hours at Maramba Market. The event will focus on raising awareness about the dangers of used undergarments and unregulated portable spirits, among other non-compliant products.